This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. French President Emmanuel Macron says sending Western troops on the ground in Ukraine is not ruled out in the future after the issue was debated at a gathering of European leaders in Paris as Russia's full-scale invasion grinds into a third year. The French leader said that we'll do everything needed so that Russia cannot win.
The meeting gathered over 220 European heads of state and government and other Western officials. Macron added, there's no consensus today to send an official endorsed manner troops on the ground. But in terms of dynamics, nothing can be ruled out. He declined to provide details about which nations were actually considering sending troops there. An active-duty member of the U.S. Air Force has died after setting himself ablaze outside the Israeli embassy in Washington while declaring that he will no longer be complicit in genocide. The Metropolitan Police Department says a 25-year-old Aaron Bushnell of San Antonio, Texas, died from his injuries. A person familiar with the matter said that he walked up to the embassy shortly before 1 p.m. and began live-streaming on the video streaming platform Twitch. Law enforcement officials believe he set his phone down and then doused himself in an accelerant and ignited the flames. Israel has adamantly denied the genocide allegations and says it is carrying out operations in accordance with international law while carrying out the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. Supreme Court has cast doubt with state laws that could affect how Facebook, TikTok, X, YouTube, and other social media platforms regulate content posted by the users. Cases are among several this term in which the justices could set the standard for free speech in the digital age. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he hopes a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that would cause hostilities and allow for remaining hostages to be released can take effect by early next week. Asked when he hopes such a deal to be finalized, Biden said that he hoped it could happen by next Monday. He says his national security advisor tells him that negotiators are close. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch says that Israel has failed to comply with an order by the United Nations top court to provide urgently needed aid to desperate people who are now living in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says that Air Force struck targets of the militant Hezbollah group deep inside Lebanon. At least two Hezbollah members were killed Monday, stated by the Israeli military, came as residents in the northeastern city of Baalbek, reported hearing explosions. The strikes near Baalbek are among the deepest in Lebanon since a January airstrike on Beirut killed two, or I should say top Hamas officials. Hezbollah has been exchanging fire with Israel's troops along the border since the Israel-Hamas war broke out on October 7th. Lebanese security officials said Israel's Air Force carried out three airstrikes on the outskirts of the village of Qudei near Baalbek. February 10th is bringing wild weather to much of the United States, with record heat allowing for golf in Wisconsin and outdoor food trucks in Minnesota, along with an increased fire risk across much of the Great Plains, but blinding snow in the northwest has been blowing eastward in places like Chicago, and it should see temperatures swinging dramatically from balmy to bitter cold again. Definitely not the weather we would expect in February. It's usually super snowy, freezy. You know, ice everywhere, and so
we're just trying to take advantage of a very nice week this week.
That's according to Tanya Sepulveda, a 30-year-old Chicago therapist who was working from home Monday using her laptop in a grassy spot along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Donald Trump has appealed his $454 million New York civil fraud judge, challenging a judge's finding that he lied about his wealth as he grew the real estate empire that launched him to start in the presidency. The former president's lawyers filed notices of appeal Monday, asking the state's mid-level appeals court to overturn the judge's February 16th verdict. Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit reversed staggering penalties that threatened to wipe out Trump's cash reserves. Trump's lawyers wrote a court paper that they are asking the appeals court to decide whether it committed errors of law or fact. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.